Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Points north, south, east, and west. You're listening to B. Mitch and Finley. B, how you doing, buddy? Back in the Navy Yard studios. I'm in Los Angeles. It's overcast. It's very odd weather here.
What's wrong with your voice? All right, well, JP is calling us from California. We're some kind of way trying to get him connected here. This is a Vodka Red Bull Friday, and it's powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is Maryland-made, super smooth, loved throughout the DMV, and now available in select Virginia stores. All right, the three people. We got three people that are out already for the Sunday game. Terry McLaurin, Noah Brown, and Sam Cosmi are ruled out. But you know what? We may have John Bates back, which I will tell people is probably more important than some other folks that will be playing, because that dude actually makes the running game go. You back, Jay?
I'm here, dude. You got me?
Yeah, but what's wrong with your voice?
Something's wrong with the connection because I'm, like, echoing. Do you hear that also?
I don't hear you echoing, but you sound like, you know, you lost your best friend or something.
No, dude. Something's up with the connection. Landfill, turn me back down, and we'll...
All right, well, listen, we're going to get the connection fixed. The whole thing about it is we have a game coming up this week, Sunday. The Washington Commanders traveled out yesterday. They'll be practicing today at the Coliseum. JP is already out there. I'm going to be leaving tonight to get out there. But we have a game coming up, and I think it's about time to get things going. I just saw a post that JP responded to where a guy says this is a lost season. You know what, man? I hear a lot of stupidity out there, and I'm going to just say, come on, fans, because we came into this year with a overly exaggerated confidence in this team doesn't mean that the season is lost, okay? We kept trying to tell you all that last year, yes, they were ahead of the curve, but they're still building this thing. This is the second year of a real rebuild, not the BS we were dealing with before. But so many people are saying so much. But as I begin to look at it, I want to say this. There are a lot of people that are making posts and saying stuff that I don't really believe that are Commanders fans. And we got to find a way to make sure we weed them out and don't allow them to make us start thinking stupid and things of that nature. You're sitting at 2-2 with 13 games left. If you think this is a lost season, then you're not a damn football fan. You don't understand football. You never will. So many people out there upset for this, upset for that. It's okay to get mad at a team if they don't reach goals. But stop trying to act like you all are general managers and you know more than the people that are playing. Stop trying to act like you're going to be play calling and things of that nature. And let's start learning sometime. Cheer. Do all that. But don't act like you know the game the way that you try to when you don't. And listen, I look at stuff and I normally don't say anything. I just try to go with it, but it pisses me off to hear so much stupidity, but you know what? I should know it. That's what social media is about. The dumbasses come out in droves and try to be the best out there, talk because they can hide behind avatars. They can hide behind all types of things and push it forward. But this is a team, I think, that is talented enough to go out there and go back to the playoffs. they did not perform in two games. And they got what they were supposed to get. They lost the games. In the other two games, they performed. And they won those games. I believe if they go out and start getting their players back, they can do the things that they need to do to get back into contention. But to say it's a lost season at this point, go dive headfirst into some concrete.
What did I miss, B? You're already yelling at people to dive headfirst into concrete.
I saw the thing that you had commented on, and as I went through it, listen to me. The people that were commenting and responding, brilliance. Thank y'all. Because they were attacking the dude that I guess said it's a lost season. But, you know, I have noticed something, bro, where a lot of people from other teams are getting into our stuff, saying stuff, and we got to be careful instead of let those idiots come in there and make us begin to have problems. Listen, man, we have a lot of season left. Man, and we'll get into all that talk. But I'm going to go back to last night, Jay, because I know you love your boy. Well, JP's gone now. Well, Sean McVay, okay? Sean McVay is supposed to be this offensive guru. I'll be totally honest with you. Last night, I think that damn fourth down play was the dumbest call I've seen in a long time. Everybody there, run a play action pass, you're wide open in the end zone. I don't know why they tried to run that play. It was too many people there. And Puka Nacua, say he's a fullback, he better learn how to block because they blew his ass up. I need to start seeing – listen, I know Sean came in early. Things happen. Talk about how somebody can figure out somebody's offense. I think they're starting to figure him out a little bit. Puka gets a lot of passes. Down the stretch, they faltered. So they're – that 49ers team injured. They're winning. You find a way. And I'm looking for this team to find a way too. So as they go out there to L.A., they're going to be taking on the Chargers, and they – coached by a guy who I think the man's a psychopath. I think but I'm saying that in a positive way. He is going to do what he needs to do. He'll headbutt a damn helmet, but he's going to get his team fired up in Jim Harbaugh. And we're going to have to match that intensity. I don't care about much, but if they show up without intensity, that's going to be a damn problem for them. You know, football is a game, and yes, we've got a lot of nice people in it. They're trying to soften it up, make it a little bit easier for people. But ultimately, it's a physical, hard-nosed game where you got to go out there and get things done. And at this point, in two games, we did not act like we were going out there to get something done. It's about time we go out on the road and come out with bad intentions. You know, football is not played to be nice to each other. It's not played to be liked. Bad intentions. It's physical. And you can do what you want by saying don't do this, don't do that, but you will never, ever take the physicality completely out the game. You will never take the violence completely out the game. You will never take the danger completely out the game. And if you go out there and you're not bringing some level of that, you're going to get yourself hurt. You know, I've been asked by so many people, like, you played so long. You know what? I played maniacal when I was on the field.
You got me?
I hear you.
Oh, I'm up.
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't know what's going on here. It's so just to take everybody behind the curtain, what's really bizarre is we usually connect through three different connection points. Those aren't working, so we're connecting through a different connection point, which has me echoing, which is pretty tough to do, but we're just going to try to persevere. You brought up McVay last night. Do you think the call at the end was wrong?
Hell yeah.
What, to go for it?
No, first of all, they were lined up to go for it. They called a timeout. They came back out again. Dude, at this point, you cannot run a running play. They were sitting there with damn everybody looking for a running play. If they call a play action pass, that's a walk-in. But all that time, timeouts for that play? Nah, bro, not against Robert Saleh. No. If you were going against some other defense coordinator, yes. But not that play.
Yeah, I didn't love the play call. I also was on a flight that got delayed. And I paid for the internet so I could watch a football game. Mm-hmm. I understand that Amazon is just going to take over the world, and God bless them, I suppose. But when you're on an airplane, and you know the airline I'm flying out of Dulles to LA, it's probably a little bit of their old, an older plane in their fleet, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
But it had the little TVs in the back of the seat. So I was watching baseball, and then the football game came on. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to pay for the internet so I can watch this damn game. And you don't get to watch. It's hardly a seamless watching experience, much mm-hmm. like me hearing myself in my ear is hardly a seamless talking experience.
Yeah.
And it was just so aggravating to watch a quarter, and then the next quarter would just constantly be cutting in and out. But at the same time, you try to recognize, like, all right, I'm in an airplane trying to watch live television, so yeah. I'm just appreciative of what I got. But you're right. The Rams' offense never looked right, never looked in, you know what I mean, just like in any sort of rhythm. And you got to credit the Niners. Dude, and B, you were talking about like kind of the Commanders fans that just might be a little bit crazy. There's mm-hmm. like two ends of that spectrum, right?
Yeah.
Because I think about halftime of that game, I tweeted something just like, man, this is a really good coaching job by this Niners team because they have so many guys down. Mm-hmm. And I thought offensively they were really, really good.
Yeah.
And I had people replying to me like, oh, that's an insult to the Commanders coaches. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with the Commanders coaches.
Dude, listen, bro. People, just because we cover the Commanders doesn't mean that every damn comment has anything to do with the Commanders. That is a masterful coaching job that's going on. Because they lost their starting quarterback, the guy they just paid. They got a lot of other people banged up. You know, their tight end, who is all out of this world, okay, right. He's hurt. But they are still winning games. Now, I'll say this. Just like when they had Dan Quinn going against Pete Carroll. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I was asked the top three things of how you beat a guy like that. I said, run your ish, okay? Run what you run. But also play chess, not checkers. So sometimes show him the stuff that he knows and make him prepare for it, but do something else. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when I – like you – we've said it. Sean is like 1-6 against Shanahan. Sean runs exactly basically what Shanahan runs. They run the same stuff. So if Shanahan goes out to his D coordinator and gets him ready for everything, you know, that I will be showing him what he thinks and completely do something else. And sometimes I think players, that's like when you play, people play against their cousin, their big brother, they don't go as hard. They show them so much respect. Man, hell with that. Big brother or cousin, whoever, you go after them, you know? You don't show them that much respect. And in a sense, every time I've seen him lose, he walks over, he has this level of respect for that Shanahan family where I feel he just don't do his best against them.
There is something to that, B. It's interesting because he just – they should have rolled in that game, and that's what makes football unique, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you never know what's going to happen. But, yeah, Sean does not – look his best against the Rams. I don't know, against the Niners rather. It's hard to figure that out. But they also just had terrible turnovers and terrible drops.
Mm-hmm.
They had the fumble in the first half.
Yeah, going into the end zone.
Yeah, dude. And then Kyron Williams has that drop on a huge third down. But what do you make? I don't know what the answer to this is. But damn if Mac Jones wasn't really good last night.
He looked good.
And gutsy good. And got hurt and kept playing through it. Like, it was an impressive performance.
It was. Listen, man, I always say this. When you go somewhere, if someone can make you believe in you on top of showing you that they have faith in you, it's easy to play. But guys go to some areas, and let's be real, every football player states that I don't care about what the media say. I don't listen to the noise. We block out the noise. BS. They all hear the noise. And when all of a sudden, if the noise is outside of your building, and then when you go to work and then the noise is it filters into your building because the coach is getting on you and the players don't show you respect. Because if you're a quarterback and the coach doesn't show you love and respect, you know who doesn't follow you? The people in that damn locker room.
Right.
But if you get a coach that is outwardly telling you how much he believes in you to a point where you start believing in yourself, those other guys in that locker room are going to believe in you, and then it's easy to go play. But when you have everybody coming after you, you know, if all this team will listen to these idiots out here and don't have any kind of positive reinforcement coming, they might feel this in this town right now, the way these people are acting. But the ultimate thing is you start to play freely. Nobody can do any job they have. I don't give a damn if we're doing radio, I don't care if you're doing IT, whatever. If you have that stress where I cannot make a mistake. You know, when you go out there, you ever notice when people say, okay, man, they get that water on the left. What people normally do on the golf course, Jay? They hit it to the left, right?
To the left.
So what you do, I remember I was playing golf with a guy, and he said, everybody's sitting up here worrying about hitting it down the green. He said, man, look at that gray blue sky. Hit the ball up into the sky and let it fall where it falls. It was a long drive guy. I'm at Westfield, on the ninth hole at Westfield, playing from the white tee. The dude drives the green. You know what I'm saying? For the rest of the day, you know what I was saying? Look at the big blue sky. I started hitting stuff straight right down the middle instead of looking at the traps or looking at the trouble. So when you have positivity coming at you, it's easy to go perform. I don't care what level of this sport you're in. And I believe, as crazy as I believe Kyle Shanahan can be at times, one thing he does, he knows how to draw up a damn offense. I've always gave him and his dad respect for drawing up offenses. But he also makes people feel good about themselves. He makes people believe in themselves. He makes people understand that I care about you. Because if my job depends on what you do, I'm going to praise you to the utmost. That's what most coaches have to do. But some of these coaches, they think it's all about them. And all they do is go out there and just poop on people all day. You know? And they didn't expect that guy to go out there and do whatever he can for you. Man, one finger salute to you. I don't care who you are. You're a human being. If somebody constantly drags you, talks bad about you, whatever, you can try all you want. You will never, ever give 100%. It's impossible.
B, listen to some of these stats from that game last night. So the Rams ended up with more yards than the Niners. The Rams ended up with 456 yards to the Niners, 407.
Mm-hmm.
They had two turnovers. Pretty hard to win with two turnovers. Listen to time of possession. This is staggering. Now, granted, it went to overtime, but still. The Niners had the ball for 40 minutes.
See?
They played for 60. Now, they ended up playing for like 66. The Niners had the ball for 40 minutes. L.A. had it for 26. You're giving your defense zero chance. Like, that's just so hard.
See, it gets to a point, Jay, where if you methodically drive down the field, you make the defense tired, you make the offense of the other team antsy. If you just score big plays all the time, when you can't get those and you have mistakes and you can't methodically drive down the field, it comes back to haunt you. That's why when you can have the ball for 40 minutes, you lose games. That's what happened to them last night.
Well, here's a real question then. The Niners are now 4-1. That is the second best record in the NFC, I'm guessing, behind the Eagles, right? Because just they played earlier.
Yeah.
The Niners have a zillion injuries. Presumably, they'll all get healthy. Are the Niners a Super Bowl threat to you?
Hell, they're 4-1 right now, and they're winning without having all their best players. They get their best players back. They could be. I would say they're more of one without one. They're not being one. Say it like that.
It's interesting, man. They, I mean, credit to that staff. Dude, it's funny. I tweeted out last night just how impressed I was by the coaching job. You know, Robert Saleh was the Jets coach. He got fired. He's back there. And my man, John Roscoe, people just decided to be grumpy on social media last night. He said, no one, and I mean no one, loves the Shanahans more than the D.C. media. Dude, I didn't cover the Shanahans. I wasn't full-time on the beat until Gruden was the head coach. Like, I know, man, Kyle.
Jay, one finger salute to that
dude. I don't
dude.
Have a relationship there.
Me and Kyle never got along, never liked each other. So don't say I don't like the Shanahans. I like what they do on a damn football field. So yeah. Roscoe, Bosco, whatever, one finger salute, bastard. Nobody won't care about that. Hey, man, let's skip on here. Take a break here. Brian and JP here. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn to Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt the difference instantly.
I wish Rude could be in charge of this remote connection on the Comrex because Rude systems work well. They're whisper quiet, no noisy interruptions, just peace of mind. They've got the variable speed compressor, which ensures humidity control, man. That keeps everything perfectly balanced, delivering you comfort and performance. But you got to tell them about the cash, too. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to $2,000 on heat pumps through 2032. Visit rude.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rude,
it ain't right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Vodka Red Bull Friday. Scotty's Vodka Red Bull Friday. Commanders taking on the Los Angeles Chargers this weekend. A team that has a quarterback that's very good. He was bombarded with pressure as they played against the Giants. But ultimately, they lost that game. The Commanders coming off a loss to the Atlanta Falcons. But let's skip that, and we're going to go right to the phone lines and talk to our guy, King of New York, Peter Rosenberg. You can follow him at Rosenberg Radio on X. What's up, Pete? How you doing, brother?
Yo, B-Mish, what's good, my guy?
Man, I'm chilling, brother. Chilling, you know.
I know you're getting this fall golf in right now. I know you got the sweaters on, so you can get out and hit the links.
I actually have my golf bag packed to go to L.A. I'm playing in the morning.
Damn, you didn't invite me. I'm already here.
I know you're already there.
you didn't know there was going to be a golf outing.
Peter, don't let JP fool you. He already been talking to his friends about golf out there in LA.
I know. Okay.
See, he's full of.
You and I
stuff.
Talked about this yesterday, and you did not have anything set up.
But
something has happened in the last 24
yeah,
hours.
Yeah, that's how it normally happens. When somebody's supposed to call you back, they call you back eventually, right?
I have zero golf clubs with me. Peter, how are you, dude? What's going on? What's the baseball fever like in NYC?
It's palpable now for sure. I mean, listen, as a sworn Memorial Stadium, Camden Yards attending, lifelong Yankee hater, you know, I've sort of mellowed on that over the last 20 years here with all my time on the Yankees channel and working with Michael Kay. But like even the hardest hardcore of Yankee haters has to admit that when you see Yankee Stadium looking like it looked the last couple nights, it feels like playoff baseball more than anything else.
Totally. I am not a Yankee fan, but there is something about, and I hate to, like, 22-year-old me would punch 44-year-old me in the face for saying this.
Oh, yeah.
But there's something about watching Red Sox-Yankees in October that has a little bit more juice. And the way that kid pitched last night, how old is that guy? I mean,
and that kid's from Boston, right?
Oh, is he?
Slittler is like, I think Slittler's like 23, 24.
I think he's from Boston.
Really?
And he was dealing last night, 12 strikeouts. And, you know, Judge was actually good in this series, though he didn't go yard at all. He was batting over 300, which you love to see if you're a Yankee fan. Listen, the playoffs, I don't even think it's just New York bias being here. The playoffs just hit different when the Yankees are playing. Like, it does feel just bigger. So, it's going to be a lot of excitement. I mean, the downside is it's probably all we're going to be talking about. But I'm going to Australia with WWE on Monday, so it doesn't matter what happens. I will be gone. I am literally going. I looked this up because, like, I was having a moment of feeling sad about, you know, leaving my 8-month-old. Sure. And I was like, let me ask ChatGPT, what is the furthest destination in the world from New York City? And it gave me some destination in the middle of the Indian Ocean. It said, if you're looking for the closest land, though, it would be Perth, Australia, which is where I'm going.
Well, you know what, though? Pete, I'm just tell you this. All the animals in Australia are very, very poisonous and dangerous. Be honest. Be safe, dog.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep a distance from. Although apparently there are these animals called quokkas, like these little, you know, like furry rodent-y things that are supposed to be okay in this part of the country. But you know me, I'm gonna keep a distance. And shout out to the Commanders who honor my friendship and fanship so much. The only thing I'm not gonna miss is the Commanders because they play Monday night when I get back Monday morning.
Ah, there you go.
Cool.
Well, dude, safe travels. Obviously, that's a long haul, man. I'm complaining about a flight to L.A. You got a much longer flight coming your way. But speaking of the Commanders, we're talking with our friend Peter Rosenberg here on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Peter a call, follow at Rosenberg Radio. Jaden's back. How excited are you? How do you feel about this game against the Chargers?
I feel great. I'm happy Jaden's back. You know, I wonder sometimes what they would have done if they had won last week. You know, like, does that impact the decision? But then you lose to a not so great Atlanta team and go, all right, well, now we really got to beat LA here. I worry whether that can consciously or subconsciously affect the decision. But I think he's good, man. I take him at face value when he says he feels good. I'd feel a little better about the Chargers if they hadn't lost that game to the Giants last week. Maybe that made me feel a little better about it. I've been to games out in L.A. before. It's a weird place to play. I don't know how you find it, guys. I just find the energy always to be sort of like soft and weird. It's just an oddball place to go. I'm sure there'll be a lot of Commanders fans in the building. I feel pretty good. I am concerned about the identity of this offense. But I believe that they will find that identity as time goes on. And I feel that way about the defense, too. I saw a stat online comparing last year's defense through 4 weeks to this year's defense through 4 weeks. And what it made me realize is like, that team last year came along as the season went on as well. So I really actually feel pretty good. To me, the first month is the preseason. You had injuries to your two best players, and you got out of the first month 2-2. I think that's a pretty good place to be.
I think they haven't said it yet, but I'm kind of hoping, this is my wish, that, and I know people don't look at this as something pertinent, but Bates, if he's on the field, I think that's a hell of a plus. If Jaden's out there, yes, that's a plus automatically, but Bates is probably just as important as anybody else you can name because that dude makes the run game go. And if you get the run game going, which I think they need to have for Jaden to be even more successful, you know, I think that'll be perfect for him, getting him back.
That's a huge piece too. Absolutely. So, you know, maybe Bates being on the field will allow them to finally commit to Bill. You know, I think I'm watching a lot of people online, like a lot of fantasy owners, you know, who are so excited to draft Bill. And then they're like, five carries? What the hell is going on here? So hopefully we see them lean into that identity a bit more this week. Because is it me? I feel like when they run the ball, it's pretty effective. And it just seems like they don't ever stick with it in a way that's truly committed.
Dude, what's crazy is they have the second – well, this was prior to last night's game. Because last night's game is a fifth game that might have skewed some statistics. Through 4 weeks, they had the second most rush yards in the NFL – on the 17th most carries. Which
wow. So literally what I just said was 1,000% facts. They are very effective, and they just don't run the ball as much as you'd like to see them run it.
Yes, but then you got to dig a little deeper, right, than just a straight-up stat, because 110 yards, Jeremy McNichols goes for 60 against the Raiders, C-Rod goes for 50 against the Falcons. Like, this early in the year, a couple big plays can skew some stuff. So, like, you don't want to go too head first into that stat. Plus, you've got quarterbacks that run in the four games, both in Jaden and Mariota. So that kind of impacts the stat. But, yeah, they've been running the ball effectively. You'd like to see them do that more. One thing that I think is really interesting.
Although I hate their running play calls, by the way, on short yardage.
A lot of the shotgun.
Yeah, a lot of the pistol, and it just feels like every time they'd run it that way, they're getting blown up right at the quarterback. It has not seemed effective to me. Sorry, you were saying, JP.
It's okay. Do you follow Doc Walker online, like on Twitter and Instagram? Because you should. I love Doc. Whenever they line up,
I need to follow Doc. All right.
When they line up in short yardage in shotgun, I can't wait for Doc's reaction, because Doc would prefer them not to be in shotgun in short yardage. Is my interpretation.
A lot of old school guys hate that.
Yeah, I can kind of wrap my head around it.
Snap the ball way back, then you have this slow handoff. You know, they want to have it hitting it downhill.
It is the absolute worst, bro. I mean, I'd rather have you do anything. I'd rather have you pitch left or right, where at least the runner's getting a little momentum first. Like, it just feels like on a play where you need one, it's the opposite of the tush push. What makes the tush push effective is that it is instantly going downhill the second the play starts. This is like, let's back up and stop behind the place where we need to get to before we start. I actually feel validated by someone who actually knows football, like Doc, saying that, because every time I see it, I'm like, do they want the first down?
It's a fair question. Here's what I can tell you. Kingsbury yesterday was asked about kind of the running back room. And for the fantasy people that are mad about Bill's carries, Kingsbury said, I really like the three-man rotation we have going, and we'll kind of see who gets hot.
Hey, but you know what? You
got to
look at the run them enough
weeps.
To get hot.
Look at the runs, though. McNichols has the longest at this point right now, or is it C-Rod?
No, it's Jeremy with the 60.
60
C-Rod's, I think, was 48.
How long was Bill's? I mean, all of them are doing something for you.
Bill had the long one. That was preseason. Regular season, he hasn't hit a – he's hit
but
nothing.
But, could you argue that the running back by committee, while it can be great, at a certain point when you're developing an identity – hopefully you notice that someone has a hot hand and then you start to feed that person?
Yeah, and I think that's what they've done in the game. When they saw somebody that's running, they stuck with them. But I'm going to tell you that was the main thing, though, Pete. You better block for that quarterback. If you can't pass pro him and pick up those blitzes on a consistent basis, you're not going to get the time you want.
Did we get any answers as to what really was going on with the defense last week? Because the fact of the matter is, you know, I listened to you guys. I listened to you guys Monday, and when you were giving out the blame pie, you know, I heard someone leave out the defense. And I'm thinking, a Mariota-led offense without Terry McLaurin was good for 27. That should have been enough to beat Atlanta.
I'm with you.
100%.
I mean, the defense, they have some blown coverages. They did not make adjustments because they ran the same route combination all game, and nobody stopped them. That dude dropped back and threw the ball to the same spots on both sides of the field all day. You know, Penix did. So you got to be able to, and they had got no pressure. So if you don't get pressure, you don't make adjustments to the route combination that's beating you, you know, and then you have some blown assignments, you lose.
Yep.
Yeah. Peter, last thing. Jaden coming off the injury, starting against the Chargers this weekend. He has said, I got to try to be smart. I got to understand that it's a long season, and it's not just about every snap, but at the same time, if the game's on the line, I got to go all in. The Chargers are actually vulnerable to quarterback runs. Look at their four games. Quarterback runs have beat them. How much do you want to see Jaden use his legs this week?
I'm fine seeing him use his legs. I just don't want to see him take some of the pops that I'm sure you went back and watched the tape. I don't want to see him take some of the pops Jackson Dart took last week against that Chargers defense, because they may have been vulnerable for some yardage, but I'm telling you guys, Jackson Dart, who is a more stout kind of guy than Jaden is, he took some big hits at the ends of those runs. So, you know, Jaden's obviously a lot smarter, more experienced, knows what to do at this stage in his career. I have no problem with him running. But you guys, like, early last season, it seemed like Jaden didn't know how to slide. As time went on, it seemed like he got more comfortable. As long as he's smart, listen, I've had many a football expert tell me that Jaden is not the kind of guy that they worry about as much, that the kinds of hits that he takes are generally not ones that have you totally panicked. But he needs to be mindful, certainly. But the fact of the matter is, we all know that's what makes him deadly. He's an incredible thrower, and he can beat you from the pocket, but also on a third and long, when you think you have him and he's done, he's gone. And he has to be able to do that. Like, if he's not ready to do that, he's probably not fully ready to be playing. So I hope that he feels good enough to do that when it makes sense.
There you have it. Peter, thank you for the time, brother. Appreciate it. Safe travels to Australia, man. Damn.
Yeah, man.
Yes, I guess I will not be speaking to you guys. Actually, you know what? I won't even rule it out. You never know. It might be 11 p.m.
You may need your gummy for that long flight, dog.
Well, I need something. I'm telling you that. I think it's 25 hours in the air.
Is it direct?
No, it's so I go to Dallas on Monday where they have Raw. And okay. Then there's a charter flight from Dallas that stops in Sydney and then goes to Perth, which is the equivalent basically of you're going to New York and then continuing on to L.A. It's like it's that big a distance once you get to Sydney. So then I come back on Qatar Airways through Doha. So it's going to be a journey. But, guys, either way, we'll chat either next week or the week after. Let's go ahead and be 3-2 and not 2-3, though. I would much prefer that.
Yeah, I think that would be a lot better for a lot of reasons. Thank you, man. Safe travels. We appreciate your time, as always.
Yep, definitely.
Thanks, boys.
All right, bro.
Later.
Yo, that travel sounds bananas, B. As someone that was on a plane all last night and spent far too much time delayed in Dulles, good luck, man. That sounds
like a lot. I bought something to drink.
I would have appreciated that. Nobody go anywhere. We got to talk about Jaden Daniels and what are expectations in his return to the starting lineup. It's B. Mitchell Finley.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. NFL Sunday's coming, and you got your crew, your couch, your snacks, your slate, and FanDuel is coming with something extra. This isn't just another NFL Sunday. It's your chance to place that perfect parlay or hit your go-to player prop, and now we're making it even better because this week, FanDuel's bringing the bonus. That's right. Right now, all customers can get a 50% profit boost on any NFL bet. However you play your game, FanDuel's got your back with something extra in your account because that's what Sunday should feel like. Visit FanDuel.com/Brian to download the app and get in on the action before kickoff. FanDuel, official sportsbook of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Big deal. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Wonderful.
Out here in Los Angeles. You know what they got out here, B? The marine layer. Every morning is cloudy as hell. But by, I don't know, 11:30 noon, it all kind of burns off. And then you get a really pleasant day. Now, I am no construction expert. Let me be fair. B, would you call me a construction expert?
Hell no.
Okay. Well, I suppose I'm not a construction expert then. My hotel is relatively nice. I'm staying at a Marriott. Nothing crazy.
Marriott.
I have a view of a, how would I describe this? There are palm trees in my view. But it's pretty dominated by a large road and a Subway sandwich shop and a number of other little strip malls. But there's a construction site just in like dominating my view. And I just sent a picture of it in the group chat. I've never seen so many buckets in my life. And I am not a construction expert. I'm sure there are others that could speak to this. Why does this construction site have what has to be hundreds of buckets? Like, if your construction is dependent upon just the standard, whatever that is that a 5-gallon bucket? Yeah. Whatever, like, that big, a regular-ass bucket you buy at the hardware store. If your construction site is dependent upon a bucket, I think you have bigger problems.
I don't think it depends on the bucket. I think they were bringing stuff in those buckets. That's what it looked like.
And B, did you see the picture I sent?
I'm looking at it, but
it's an absurd amount of buckets.
Yeah, but you look at all of this stuff, and I'm anticipating, based off of some of the areas, that the stuff that's there look like those rocks and stuff were in those buckets at one point.
I don't know, man. That seems like all right. We have more serious matters than bucket talk. There's a lot of injuries for us to discuss. There's some real questions to ask.
Maybe I'm real quick. I look closer. They putting stuff in the buckets. The white thing is some type of tarp. The buckets are there weighted to hold it down.
Oh.
Look closer.
Okay.
That's what that is.
All right. Now I'm going back. I'm back to the scene of the crime. Nah, dude. I'm looking at it. B, that's not a tarp. That's like, it's like some of it is finished and some of it isn't.
Mm-mm.
It's not a tarp, dude. I'm looking at it. It's not a tarp. It's just a bunch of buckets. More importantly, however.
Bucket talk.
Hashtag bucket talk. Yo, I have a million people right now. Greg just asked me to send him the picture. I have other people asking me to send them the picture of the buckets. I will not. Bucket talk is a private matter. I can't just go out here telling everybody about my bucket. B, I think there's a legitimate question to ask, and I think there are two sides to it. So I want to be clear about that. Noah Brown is set to miss his third straight game. Noah Brown missed almost all of August. Noah Brown's a super physical receiver that just hasn't been able to get right throughout this offseason.
Mm-hmm.
But you get an extra day going into Monday Night Football. Noah Brown has obviously had success against the Bears. It's a microcosm of a up-and-down season thus far. Noah Brown did not get placed on IR. He's now about to miss his third straight game. He didn't travel. Like, roster-wise, where is Washington heading into this Chargers game? Nobody go anywhere. It's B. Mitch and Finley.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.